is the Tameside councillor.
From very late last night, I had phone calls from people with concerns. Thankfully, there weren't any casualties, but we have elderly residents who were in bed and their roofs completely ripped off in the evening.
Nearly 3,000 households in Scotland are still without power. Police say a man who died when a car hit a crowd in Sheffield yesterday was a Good Samaritan who went to provide first aid to a woman who was unconscious. A 23-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of murder. Israel's admitted airstrikes in central Gaza caused unintended harm to civilians in a refugee camp. The UN says more than 80 Palestinians were killed on Christmas Eve. Scientists say a new winter jab for babies could ease pressure on the NHS by slashing the numbers going to hospital with a common seasonal virus. More than 30,000 under fives in the UK are admitted with RSV each year. The date for the budget, March the 6th, is fueling speculation about a spring general election. Labour frontbencher Emily Thornberry says it's the worst kept secret in Parliament. It looks like there'll be two shock results in the Premier League this evening. Arsenal were trying to go top of the table, but it's not going to plan against West Ham. From the Emirates Stadium, Guy Swindles reports.
Certainly isn't, because it's Arsenal 0, West Ham 2. Hammers taking the lead in the 13th minute through Souček, doubling it with a thunderous header from Mavropanos in the second half. But they're not the only two attacks. Arsenal have had so many opportunities to not only level, but probably go in front. Jesus has missed a couple, Saka's hit the post, but Arsenal 0, West Ham 2.
Meanwhile, Tottenham have missed out on going fourth as they were thumped by an inspired Brighton side 4-2. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, Phoenix FM.
I was closed off, no apps on my phone. I took my clothes off, got into bed alone. I wasn't waiting for a wake up, I was breaking through a breakup, broken and lost in my head. I hid from chaos. In the status quo, my mind had made off with most of my hope. I wasn't searching for a heartbeat, I was hiding from the feeling of flatlining all over again. Needed a pulse, needed blood in my face. Small town dreams.
I hid my pathos.
I hid my low self esteem. Now I'm open and I'm hoping that you've woken up for sleeping. I've been acting in lethargy. You give me strength, give me more energy. Because I'm running, running, running. You hit my eyes like a thunderbolt.
Because you're shining.
That was Two Ways Home with their track Feet on the Asphalt, opening tonight's podcast. They were the Night Shift's first ever special guests back in June of this year, and I thought it was only fitting that they played first on tonight's 2023 Rewind feature, the last show of the year. You're listening to the Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. In total for this year, we've had 19 special guests on the show, and tonight we're going to be ramping that up, number up to 20. Shortly, I'm going to be sharing with you all a wonderful interview I done with Silver Spark over the holidays. Silver Spark have released a new single in their new chapter of country music. Before, they had a bit more of a rock sound, but their newest track called The Last Time is a country track through and through, so be sure to stay tuned for that one. In the meantime, back in the summer, I had the absolute pleasure of interviewing Joe Martin to discuss his debut album. That album was called Empty Passenger Seat. However, he has since released more music outside that project, so I'm going to play that track for you now. This is Joe Martin with the Jensens.
You're talking about the future, but what do you see? Is it an ocean of color growing exponentially? What keeps me up through the night time? Goddess, so wisdom is only a block away. I wanna fly with the Jensens. I wanna shoot past and sneak you to a place I've never been before. When nothing rhymes like purple and orange, you can count the cold as law. I wanna fly with the Jensens. I wanna shoot stars. What's done is done. Oh, we'll live and die by the number 21. Where energy is going through machines that are all known, and the lightning. Wanna fly with the Jetsons. Wanna shoot past the stars.
This is Briggs and Stark,
and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is our latest single, Go Ahead.
I
afraid of letting go, chasing the unknown, but I'm more cautious than before. Curse the name of this old town, but these past years have worn me down, and I'm warming to her now. But I dug my roots, hung up my boots, the tide is turning. Since I found you, my fire's been new, you got me burning, and now there's no excuse, so go.
From wondering if I would find my own way back, 'cause every step comes more sure, this way is different than before, and I don't fear it anymore. So I'll take my roots, hang up my boots, I'm slowly learning.
Claudia and Matt, who make up Briggs and Stark. If you happen to miss their feature a few weeks ago, be sure to catch up on that on the Phoenix 98 FM page using our playback feature. They are a duo that are at the top of my to see live list next year, and that is mostly down to the fact that Claudia plays flute. And I must say, out of all the country gigs I've ever been to, I don't think I've ever seen anyone play flute as part of their set, so I definitely want to check that out next year. Still to come on the show, I'm going to be speaking with Silver Stark and sharing their new single called The Last Time. This is Madeline, and you're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Another letter has come through my front door. Same paper, same pen, from someone I once adored. These old thoughts back are racing through my mind. Heartaches, palm shakes, written your words after so much time. I know, I know, I know I shouldn't respond, but something inside is wondering if we still belong. Trust my head. frozen on the spot. Is this sink or swim? I must have the courage to give you a moment of my time. A few hours turned to day. Lost track drinking cheap wine.
Together known as Silver Spark. Welcome to the Night Shift. How are you both today?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Very excited to hear your questions.
Yeah, doing really well. Yeah.
Perfect. So, because we're here today to chat about your latest single release. It's a single called The Last Time, and it's a really natural new direction for both of you. This new direction is a bit more of a contemporary country Americana feel to it. Has country music always played a major role in both of your lives?
Yeah, it's a good question. For me, I guess the answer is yes, it's always been there. And like a lot of people, kind of early music in my life was always kind of around, you know, whatever the family were listening to, very much influenced by and dictated by that. But I can remember my granddad's old cassettes of like Glen Campbell and I love Wichita Lineman, still one of my favorite songs. And
yep.
You know, and my mom would definitely sing along to Patsy Cline a lot. But actually, I was pretty influenced by my dad as well. And the Eagles and the Stones, obviously, they've kind of got a country vibe going on there. But also a lot of storytellers for me, like that not people that you traditionally think of as country, but the Kinks and I guess the Beatles and, you know, but storytellers. And that's obviously kind of a major ingredient in country. So, yeah. That's for me.
As Matt said, same for myself. I remember when I was really very young, maybe not even in my teens yet, my dad was always singing along to Patsy Cline. So kind of Your Cheating Heart and obviously Crazy. But I Fall to Pieces was one of the songs that my family from Wales, and so loads of singers as the Welsh are. So I'd always be dragged up to family karaoke and things, and I Fall to Pieces by Patsy Cline was my kind of go-to choice. So yeah, from a really young age, country was really, really good.
Now you two actually met by chance in London. Only 6 months later did you then both decide to quit your day jobs and then fully invest into your music. What were those first few months like?
Do you want to go? Yeah, definitely tough. I think we had a few, I mean, there were a few things. I mean, I can remember us just trying to, you know, get gigs, literally pounding the pavements to, you know, going to every pub and bar and restaurant we could find, trying to find some work to keep earning and obviously get known as well. So some weeks it was like £30 a week.
Oh God, yes, literally, you know, £30 a week. You know, we didn't have any money for food. We would go to Matt's mum's house and feed us. You know, we're poor musicians, which she wasn't that chuffed with.
Well, actually, that's true. It was actually pretty tough because actually people's reactions was one thing to kind of contend with.
That's true,
yeah. And I remember, I mean, you've mentioned my mum, and she was kind of quietly concerned, but, you know, they try and be supportive, but a lot of people don't really understand. And I remember my boss, when I quit, he just said, "You're just nuts," you know. It's not the usual thing. I guess, I don't know if it's different in other parts of the world, but someone asks you what you do for a living here and you tell them you're a musician, they kind of like,
they get this look on their face.
Yeah, they're kind of like, no, seriously, what is it you do? You know, what's your real job, kind of thing?
Exactly.
You know, but I'm proud of it.
Absolutely.
I think it's, I think actually having the balls to follow your kind of...
You're allowed to say that on the radio.
I don't know. Am I allowed to say balls? Do you want me to rephrase that?
Because you said it twice.
Yeah.
Now, so.
No,
it took a lot of courage, a lot of bravery. But like Matt said, we knocked on doors and then kind of slowly we were starting to establish ourselves, and then we kind of got this status quo. We were just about making enough to cover the bills and things, and then it kind of just kept going from there.
Mm. Fine line between, you know, bravery and courage and stupidity.
That's true.
You know, but you've got to give it a go.
Yeah.
You actually wrote your first song together backstage at a show. What was that song about, and will we ever have the chance or the opportunity to hear that song?
Good question.
Yeah, God, that's...
We were, it was a wedding, actually. As I mentioned, we play covers, cover the bills and things. And they had it in this beautiful house. And our green room, if you will, was basically a living room with a fireplace. I assume it would have been kind of autumn winter time, with the fire going, which was amazing. And literally the song we wrote was called By the Fireplace. And it has been released previously, a little while ago. It didn't really take on as much of a country feel. I guess when we previously released music, the countryside was more obscured, wasn't it, by kind of the rocky band style?
Yeah, we were putting with the band, and we had kind of more of a band, I guess, yeah, rockier sound of things, you know. But, you know, actually listening back to some of those songs, there's definitely a kind of country vibe in some of them. So it's always, yeah, it's been there. But yeah, that's taken me back to that nice old house. Yeah.
The song was about, what were the lyrics? You said you stay, where did you go? So it's about a breakup, actually. Literally speaking about being sat by the fireplace, writing a song. So it was quite autobiographical, really, in that sense. But yeah, I haven't listened to that song for a while.
No,
maybe we should dig it out.
Dust it off.
Yeah.
You said you'd stay, where did you go? I should have stopped you from walking out the door, baby. Is this the end? Such a poor show. Can you pick yourself up when you're on the floor, baby? Was it me? Was it you? It doesn't really matter. Just wanna be here with you. Is this for real? Tell me what went wrong. After all the promises, I can't believe I'm writing this song. I'm writing this song. So here we are, back to square one. We always thought we were done, baby. Can we change? Stuck in a rut. Well, I guess we both can't keep living like it's been lately. Was it me? Was it you? It doesn't really matter. Just wanna be here with you. Is this for real? Tell me what went wrong. Yeah.
It's a song that you shared with the world last month. It's called The Last Time. It's a song that you two wrote together. What is the usual structure of a writing session between the both of you?
No rules, I guess, yeah, to some extent, which kind of keeps it fresh. But I suppose our usual...
I guess you normally come to me with a riff.
Yeah, I guess our usual thing is I'm always just writing stuff down, any little riffs or guitar chord progressions, or
he's probably got things. 500 voice notes on his phone.
They're on my phone. Yeah, that's the thing. It's great to have a phone, but just loads of voice notes. And then I'll have a bit of melody in mind, mm-hmm, or the odd word will come out when
it'll
I'm kind of
gibberish.
Then
when it
works, yeah, you know, just trying to get a vibe for a song. But actually, that at that point, if it's kind of up to Carly, if it floats her boat and it gives her, you know, a feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I guess it has to make me feel something.
Yeah.
You know, music is so emotional. Whether even that's like, yeah, I want to dance to this, or it's like, that makes me feel really sad, or whatever, angry, whatever emotion. If the riff that he's come out with and the chord progression kind of takes me somewhere, then I think we kind of jump on it, don't we, and kind of go from there.
Yeah. Typically, I guess.
Now, the duo was actually on hiatus until the release of this track. How do you feel things have changed since the last time you two wrote music together?
I guess we craft things a bit more nowadays. Certainly with songs like The Fireplace, obviously we were so green, literally our first track. It was kind of like, well, these are the lyrics, this is how it's going, and kind of that was the song. Whereas nowadays, I think, obviously, we've grown and matured, and you evolve, and we definitely sit down, and once we have a concept or kind of an idea that we want to build the song around, we're trying to, like I say, craft it is the right word, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we dig a lot deeper now. So I think when you first start writing, you're excited to just pull a song together that sounds like a song, you know, or sounds it all belongs together. And nowadays, we dig a lot deeper. I personally never used to write lyrics at all. I always used to leave that to Carly. And nowadays, I love writing lyrics and contributing, and we kind of work on them together a lot now. So, yeah, I've definitely grown. And I think it's knowing when to stop is actually...
A bit more intentional.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Exactly. And it's, you know, when you've got a song on the go, actually... Yeah, sometimes it's like divine inspiration, it just comes to you, and other times you have to really kind of dig so deep and excavate it. Actually, but then knowing when to stop is the hard bit.
That is hard.
You know, when you stop fiddling with it, it's
especially
kind of...
Especially you're a perfectionist.
Yeah, it's like you have to just be firm and say...
I think, though, I reckon if you spoke to anybody, even huge stars, you know, I don't know, someone like Ed Sheeran or something like that, I bet you they're just like us in the sense of they will come back to that song at a later time and think, even though it's a huge hit, think, oh, I wish I'd done that now, I wish I'd done this. And I think that's totally normal because it depends on your mood, it depends on, you know, you grow and change, so...
Yeah, I think you see a lot nowadays of people re-releasing songs where they'll have, this is the original version, here's the remix one, here's now someone featuring it, there's now, like, this one with more bass, there's now, like, this folk-type version.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people are always going back and tweaking their stuff. Now, your current single, The Last Time, it compares a troubled relationship to an oncoming storm and kind of, like, finding freedom in letting go of that relationship. What kind of advice would you have for someone who is still kind of waiting for the calm after the storm?
Another
brave.
Good question. These
yeah,
are such
good
questions.
I think absolutely. For me, it's just about being brave.
Yeah.
And if you know, you've got to listen to your heart, really. And, but you know, honestly, I think that was a quote in Ted Lasso I nearly just said then. If you've ever watched Ted Lasso, he's like, between, yeah. Between your gut and your heart, you kind of know, you
okay,
know, what's what.
American
I won't do the accent. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I fall into it.
yeah.
But yeah, it, you know, for me, you get one life, so
yeah,
you've got to live it as it. Best, you know, as you can
just
for you
brave
and be brave
and maybe be a bit selfish. Everybody talks about, you know, selfishness being a dirty word. I don't think self-care and looking after your well-being is a dirty word, you know, it shouldn't be taboo. So yeah, if you know in your gut something's not right, then just follow that.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, your songwriting's got a lot more intentional now. How did the concept of this track then come about?
Well, it was written in the pandemic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, which actually feels like forever ago, doesn't it?
Yes.
But we wrote it, or started writing it. I said they take a long time sometimes, these songs, but we started writing it amongst that period of like a lot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a tough time for everyone, I know. But anyone in kind of arts, music, it really
yeah.
turned your world upside down. And there was no real kind of certainty to...
We couldn't know what was going on.
So things were pretty out of control and it was quite a kind of turbulent time. So we just craved some certainty and some level of control. So there was that feeling of kind of like being, yeah, this
everything
kind of out of control feeling. Yeah. And sometimes, and we kind of thought, well, when else do you feel that? Because, you know, COVID was quite a kind of a one-off situation or a pandemic. But you find that feeling in a relationship sometimes when
yeah.
things are going a bit differently to how you expected, or maybe things are a bit turbulent in that sense. And you get this kind of like head spinning, can't focus because everything's quite emotional. And yeah, so we just kind of ran with that, with the relationship kind of side of things.
The storm analogy kind of side of things, yeah.
And the storm analogy, yeah, was kind of, you know, the rain's starting to fall, the clouds are moving in. These are kind of the warning signs you get, I guess.
But I guess for me, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a bad relationship. We didn't particularly write about that. I know that people kind of shows that side of things. But actually, for me, it was more, like Matt said, about just feeling empowered, being able to get control again. That's why we use tornado kind of, you know, days are twisting around me like a tornado is one of the lyrics, just where your head's spinning and you're just really craving, as Matt said, that certainty and control. So, and then we just built it from there, really, didn't we?
Yeah, and it felt quite empowering, really, for you know, as a song, and you know, to kind of take control, be definite, like you just said, you know, make things happen and be sure and take a decision, I guess. So in fact, it was originally called Tornado.
It was, actually.
And there's still on our Facebook. We left the video up there because yeah. there's like a little video we did.
Just an acoustic one.
Yeah. Of it. And the lyrics have changed a bit and mm-hmm. things have evolved. But I think that's interesting for people. I hope it is to see how it evolves.
Have a look on Facebook. It's called Tornado. We actually had a little giggle watching it because it's so different now. And we go, God, did we write it like that? And I guess that goes back to everything we said a minute ago about crafting things now and being more intentional. So. Yeah.
We're going to play the track for our listeners now here at the Night Shift. So firstly, thank you both for being on the show today. I've been really, really happy hearing all the stories behind all of your songs. And secondly, would you like to introduce your track now?
Thank you. It's a total pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's been so good. And your questions were amazing. Really, you know, I have to really dig for them. So that was good. Awesome.
Okay. This is Carly and Matt from Silver Spark.
And this is our new single, The Last Time.
Of tea with a shot of whiskey. That was Silver Spark there with their latest track called The Last Time. I'm also so grateful that Carly from Silver Spark shared with me their first song that they wrote together there called By the Fireplace. It's a track that you're not able to stream anywhere or find anywhere on YouTube, and I think it really gives a great insight into their background and how much really their sound has evolved since that first release. Be sure to follow Silver Spark on their Instagram at silverspark_HQ. Time now to listen to some Katie Hurt on The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
You could lock me out in the pouring rain and drag the mud through my name, take the blood from my veins and drive me insane, but I'd still love you. You could tell me that you need your space and time to make some big mistakes, and I could lose all my faith, but I know I won't break. I'll still love you. Don't play it safe. What have you got to lose?
Katie Hurt with What Have You Got To Lose. I had the amazing opportunity of seeing Katie live in Chelmsford a few weeks ago at one of the Radio City sessions based at the Hotbox venue. The Songwriters Round-esque show is hosted by the Jackson Line, who are a country band based in Chelmsford. Their next gig is going to be on the 23rd of February with Brooke Law at the Green Note in Camden. Let's play actually some Brooke Law for you now with her latest release single that came out in November called Help Me.
Run away, boy, run away, son. Didn't want to worry about anyone. Feeding yourself, loving yourself. Spending every Christmas in the lonesome sun. How does it feel after 7 years on your own? How does it feel after 7 years coming back home? In the moment, how can we plan? It's time to grow up, it's time to be a man. How does it feel to hold back the love that's in your heart? How does it feel? I want the most for us. You, I
This is the Jackson Line, and you're listening to our new single, Brave, on the Night Shift, Phoenix 98 FM.
CMAs, the British Country Music Awards. Their next event will be on the 24th of February next year. There are some great nominations. Joe Martin's Empty Passenger Seat album is nominated for Album of the Year. Jade Helliwell is also nominated too for Album of the Year with her album called Woman. She's also nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year too. Previous guests Gasolina Matches are also in the running for Entertainer of the Year alongside Kezia Gill. You can actually catch Kezia Gill performing in London next February at Bush Hall. She's going to be part of the lineup for Girls Night In The Round. I've just secured my tickets for that gig. It's going to be a great opportunity to catch not only Kezia but also Jade Helliwell, Jess Tristan and Demi Mariner all under the same roof. Let's play for you now some of their tracks. This is Jade Helliwell with Drink This Wine.
No, you hear that rain, I know it's 1 a.m. No, we're both alone, another phone again. I know she broke your heart, and you know he broke mine. Cross no lines. Come and help me drink this wine. Got enough to last all night. We don't have to do this sober. Why don't you just come over? We don't have to fan no flames. We can just forget the names. Only for a night, let's get this heartache off our minds. Just come.
Try too hard in situations you don't need to. You're too intense, put people off when they first meet you. Used to be cool, you're kinda losing it. When did you get so anxious just trying to fit in? All of your friends are just pretending that they like you. They string you along to kick you out when they decide to. Tell you that you're funny and then laugh behind your back. Then the joke's on you, and what's funnier than that? If anybody said those things to my friends, I'd knock them out. So why is it okay when I say them to myself? Well, maybe if I'm already broken, I can't get bruised. And if I lie to myself, I can take the truth. I wish that I could stop it, I know I should try to be kinder and love myself. But then I slip up, get jealous, put me through hell. Cause if I'm already low, nobody can cut too deep. I already know that nothing can hurt worse than me. always overthinking. Yeah, you get too sentimental. Give people so much that it's kinda detrimental. You write enough in birthday cards to fill up both the sides, and then worry that they hate you and it doesn't make them cry. And I know that I'm responsible for how I'm feeling now, but I still find a way to say it to myself. 'Cause maybe if I'm already broken, I can't get bruised. And if I lie to myself, I can take the truth. I wish that I could stop it. I know I should try to be kinder. So why is it okay when I say them to myself? Or maybe if I'm already broken, I can't get bruised. And if I lie to myself, I can take the truth. I wish that I could stop it. I know I should try to be kinder and love myself. But then I slip up, get jealous, put me through hell. 'Cause if I'm already low, nobody can cut through deep. It's damage control. Maybe I won't feel it if I already know that nothing can hurt worse than me.
This is Adam Brugas. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, The Night Shift, with Madeline. This is